Dorsey and Grice named to fight Frank's appeal. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, 10th of January, 1915, page 1, column 2. Appointed by Governor Slayton to represent the state before the U.S. Supreme Court, Attorney General Warren Grice and Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey will jointly represent the state when it hears the appeal of Leo M. Frank. They were designated by Governor Slayton Saturday afternoon. The action of designating both is in accordance with the precedent set by Governor Joseph M. Terrell in the celebrated Rawlins case in 1906. While the appeal in that case was on a different point of law, the procedure was the same. The case having been taken before the United States District Court on a petition for a writ of habeas corpus. When the petition was denied by Judge Speer, an appeal was taken to the United States Supreme Court. Governor Terrell appointed Judge Hare, then Attorney General and Solicitor W. E. Thomas, of Valdosta, who prosecuted the Rawlins case, to represent the state. Mr. Grice conferred Saturday with Attorney H. A. Alexander, of Frank's counsel, regarding the time when the appeal would be printed and ready for the United States Supreme Court. Under the rules of that court, a motion to advance a case on the docket cannot be filed until the record in the case has been printed and filed with the clerk of the court. Mr. Alexander assured Mr. Grice that the record was being prepared and would be printed as speedily as possible. He said that Frank's attorneys would throw no obstacle in the way of expediting the Supreme Court hearing, and also told Mr. Grice that just as soon as the record was printed, he would furnish him a copy of it. Although no definite date has been set for filing the motion to advance with the Supreme Court, it is generally believed this motion will be submitted on Monday, January 18th.